Today we're going to begin the 8th parak of Maseches Nedarim, and this parak is about if you take Nedarim for a specified amount of time, and as always we go Kilashon Bnei Adam, the way people refer to those amounts of time. So if a person says Kol Miyayim Shanitoim Hayom, that I'm taking a Neder not to taste wine today, Eino Asra Elat Shetechshach, so the Isra of drinking wine for him is only until it gets dark, because that's what we consider that day, meaning it's got to be, Shetechshach means Tzeisak Chavim. When people say today, they refer to whatever time is left in that day. It doesn't mean that it's got to be a full 24-hour day. So even if he made the neder right before Shkia or whatever, the neder is only going to be chal for the remainder of that day. Shabbos zo, if a person says this week, asur b'kala Shabbos, then he's not allowed to drink wine the rest of the days of that week. The term Shabbos can mean either Shabbos itself or it can mean a week. But if a person took a neder on a weekday and he says Shabbos zo, obviously he doesn't mean Shabbos, he means the week. So that's why, from context, it's easy to figure out what he meant. The Shabbos Sha'avra, and the next Shabbos is included in the preceding week, meaning therefore it falls within the neder. So when people say this week, they mean not only, if let's say it's Tuesday and he says this week, he says Shabbos Zo, he means Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Shabbos. He does not mean a full 7 days. Chodesh Zeh, if a person says this month, Asur B'Kala Chodesh, V'Rosh Chodesh Lahaba, it's Asur for the rest of the month, but Rosh Chodesh belongs to the next month, is not included in the neder. When people say this month, they mean the rest of the days in this month and not Rosh Chodesh and not a full month of 29 days or a full month of 30 days or 29 days and 12 hours and 793 chalakim. Obviously, you know, some months are 29 days, some months are 30 days. Now, this is true, the Bar Tinur points out, even if there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Now, when there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is really the 30th day of the preceding month, but people don't refer to it that way. They call it the beginning of the next month. Right, because after all, it's called Rosh Chodesh. So obviously, it's thought of as the beginning of the next month, and therefore, it's not included in the neder. That's the chiddush over here. Shana zo, if he says this year, asur b'kol hashana, Rosh Hashanah l'asulavo. It's asur for the rest of that year, and Rosh Hashanah counts as the following year. Shavua zeh, if he says this shemitah cycle, asur b'kol hashavua. It's asur for that shemitah cycle. Ushvi is shavra, and the shemitah year itself is included in the preceding cycle, and is therefore included in the neder. V'imamar yom echad, but if he says not today, but he says 1 day, or Shabbos achas, instead of saying this week, he says 1 week, or chodesh echad, instead of saying this month, he says 1 month, or shana achas, 1 year, shavua echad, 1 shemitah cycle, so then asur miyom liyom. Then it's for a full period of whatever time it was. So if he said a day, it means a full 24 hours. If he said a week, it means until that very same time the next week. If he said a month, it means until that very same time the next month. When people say 1 day, they're not talking about the current day, they're talking about the next 24 hours. When they say 1 week, they're not talking about the current week, they're talking about the next 7 days. When they say 1 month, they're talking about until this date in 1 month from now. 1 year means this date next year. 1 Shemitah cycle, this date in the next Shemitah cycle. Now, Mishnah Beis discusses other Nedarim that have some time limits. Ala Pesach, a person says, this Nedar should be chal until Pesach. So he says, for example, wine should be asr for me until Pesach. So asr ad sheyagia, then he's not allowed to drink wine only until Pesach begins, but not during Pesach itself. That's not included in the neder, because when you say until, it means ad v'lo ad bichlal, ad sheyahei, but if he says until Pesach is, then asr ad sheyetze, then it's asr for him to drink wine until Pesach is over. He'll have to figure out what to do for dalet kosos. Ad lefnei ha-Pesach, if he says up until before Pesach, so that could be interpreted to mean up until Pesach itself, like the moment right before Pesach, or it could mean the last moment of Pesach. So Remeir Omer Asar Ad Sheyagir. Remeir says it's only Asar until Pesach arrives, but the rest of Pesach is not included in that neder, because we assume that you wouldn't be Machnes Atzmo L'Safek. So when a person says until before Pesach, he must have meant that until the time that can certainly be labeled before Pesach, which is the time before Pesach, does not include Pesach. But Rabbi Yossi Omer Aser Ad Sheyetze, that it's Aser to taste wine until Pesach ends, because we don't have a chazaka that a person is not machnes himself into a safek. So since it's possible that the neder meant until the moment Pesach is over, so we have to be choshesh for that possibility, and therefore it's going to be Aser until until that time. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we learned if a person takes a neder that he's not going to drink wine, Hayom, it's only usher till Tzeis Chav that day. This Shabbos means the rest of this week, and Shabbos included. This month means the rest of this month, but Rosh Chodesh not included. This year means the rest of this year, and Rosh Hashanah not included. This Shemitah cycle means the rest of this Shemitah cycle with a Shemitah year included. But if a person says one day, one Shabbos, one month, one year, one Shemitah cycle, then it's Aser for a full period of time. Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person says until Pesach, Ada Pesach, so it's Aser, the Neder is Chal until the beginning of Pesach. If he says Ad Sheyehei, then it's Aser until the end of Pesach. If he says Ad Sheyetze, if he says Ad Lufnei HaPesach, then it's Machlokas. Rav Meir says it's only Aser up until the beginning of Pesach, and Rabbi Yossi says it's Aser until Pesach is over. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Parchas Mishnah Gimel.